Hear that? That, my friends, is a patient player, a patient bass player. Royalty free, he need no cash, he do it for the love of the funk. Welcome. Today is September 28th of 2019. This is Patient Players, episode 8. Thank you for joining us again. I am your host, Daniel, joined by my wonderful co-host, Jordan.
How you doing, boys? That's right, it's me.
Now, while you settle into the funk, join us on our podcast about gaming in the slow lane. How are you doing today, George?
Gaming on the bunk. Patient players, we game on the bunk.
We do love on the bunk.
Oh my gosh. I was just trying to rhyme with funk.
Oh, okay.
Oh, patient players, jamming on the funk because we so full of spunk.
That's not bad. Would you describe yourself as spunky?
We are definitely not gunky.
Oh, we don't know if we're spunky, but we're definitely not gunky.
Jamming on the funky.
How are you doing today, Jordan?
I'm tired. You texted me about 20 minutes ago, say, you ready? And I didn't see it because I was sleeping.
That doesn't sound like you were ready.
No, I wasn't. I was just like, I'll lay down for a quick bit while I wait for Daniel to do his whatever he does on Saturday, because I was up till like 2 last night playing Overwatch with you and the gang.
Yeah.
And then I woke up at 8 o'clock this morning to go to a parade.
Oh, that's fun. That would make anyone tired and deserving of a nap.
Yeah.
What kind of parade?
It was the Heritage Day parade at my local town.
Oh, okay. What heritage were you celebrating?
I don't know. Can you explain to me what heritage means?
I mean, your heritage is like what you get from your ancestry.
Okay, so maybe they were celebrating that people made the town. And they gave it to us through time.
Possibly. Okay, that could be the case. Because it's a festival. You can name it whatever you want, right? Typically, in my experience, heritage is like an ethnic heritage. But I could be wrong.
Here we go. Ovilla's annual Heritage Day celebration is set for Saturday.
Small unnamed Texas town's Heritage Day.
Yeah. It doesn't say. It just says a celebratory day. Yeah, it doesn't say like anything what heritage means. It's Ovilla Heritage Day.
Look, nobody needs an excuse to party, Jordan, okay?
Oh, I was getting crunk with my lemonade.
Getting crunk with your lemonade.
My $6 souvenir cup strawberry lemonade, which is actually right in front of me.
Is the cup cool, though?
It's all right.
Would you buy the cup for $6 without lemonade?
Heck no. But it's 32 ounces. And oh, you know what? Is that how much water you need every day?
32?
Or do you need 64?
It's been on how active you are. I think 32 is a good suggestion.
Nice. I can use my lemonade, my 32-ounce lemonade cup, to drink water every day and be a healthy boy.
Yeah.
But they're
positive vibes.
They had 4 mascots, all 4 of which were directly, no kidding, directly ripped out of Rick and Morty.
What?
And then like painted over to look like fruit. I forgot to send you a photo, but I took a photo because I was like, those are just Rick and Morty characters all over.
You have to send me this photo now.
Yeah, all over like their vending machines and their signs.
So this is like painted, not necessarily like there were mascots in a costume or anything.
No, not like mascot, just like sign mascots.
That would be hilarious if there were people walking around in like painted Rick and Morty bodysuits.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was confused. But the guy I was in line with, who I'm friends with, he said, yeah, apparently if it's like, shoot, what was it? Either 25 or 50% different, then it's legally fine.
Yeah, fairs are weird though. You see like Pikachu at fairs all the time, and you're like, that's not a legit Pikachu.
that's his off-brand brother. That's Pikachu. Foo.
no copyright lawyer is going to storm into the middle of your Heritage Festival and be like, I demand that you take this Rick and Morty poster down.
I pick of the foo. Well, it wasn't even just a poster. It was, I'm telling you, it was on every, like, one of their machines. They had probably the biggest booth set up. And, like, on every machine was, like, a Rick and Morty character. Like, stuck on, like, this is the lemonade machine. The little smiley face. And the smiley face was,
why,
like...
Why is Rick a lemon?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they like, half-changed everyone into fruit.
What the heck? The bird person, they didn't even change. He's just bird person but green.
Yo, yeah, they made his head a watermelon.
Honestly, I feel like this could be official Rick and Morty merch.
I was actually sad to, like, get up there. And I was, like, looking around. I was like, is this, like, sponsored by Rick and Morty or something? Because these are all characters they just ripped out of there.
This souvenir cup you got, does it have them all over it?
No!
Okay.
It was probably the one thing in the entire booth that didn't, what, that just wasn't covered in these characters.
Why did you buy that one?
It was the only option they had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Man. What are you going to do?
Well, that sounds like a fun morning.
Yeah, it was fun. We walked around. We walked around. It was boring at times, but I mean, what are you going to do? I got lemonade. They were selling $10 like legs of some beast that was once alive. I don't even know what it was, but they were huge, just meat legs that you could buy.
Turkey legs.
It was something big. And,
oh, man, I love me a good fair turkey leg. The water park in Texas, Schlitterbahn, oh, they have some turkey legs that will exceed all expectations.
I've never been to Schlitterbahn.
Oh, we should go to Schlitterbahn.
Oh, actually, I have a photo of Judah in his giant meat leg. It's like a club, I'm telling you.
There was this... There is still this running joke between me and some of my friends from that old church my dad taught at. And I would joke... We went to Schlitterbahn together as a group when we were probably like age 14 or something. And then we're like, oh man, we really need to go back there. And like 2 years later, we were talking about it. We're like, oh yeah, that was super fun. We really got to do that as a group. It never came through. Every single summer after that, for the last nearly 10 years at this point, it's been every time we see each other, like, oh man, we should really go to Schlitterbahn. And they've given up hope. I have not. I tried so hard. One of these guys is also married, and he just had a baby. It was the guy who I went to his house for those overnight marathons a while back.
Right.
And so his wife was pregnant, about to have this baby, and I was like, dude, the summer is ending. We have like 2 weekends left to go to Schlitterbahn, and then you're going to have a baby. And so I tried so hard. I got one of the other guys on board, and then he was like, I can't go. My wife is pregnant. She's going to have a baby. And
what
I'm like,
a lame
not until
excuse.
The next week. I was like, if she has the baby, we can leave.
Oh,
but like,
boo-hoo, I'm going to be a father. Yeah, right.
When was a better time to go to Schlitterbahn? I ask you that now. Huh? Now that he has an infant, is that the better time to go to Schlitterbahn? I think not.
Yeah, exactly. So you still haven't gone, then?
I still haven't gone. When I go, I'm going to invite you. And if you want to come all the way down here and go to Schlitterbahn with us.
I don't really know what Schlitterbahn is.
It's just a big old water park. It's actually three water parks all in one. They have a classic water park with a bunch of lazy rivers and slides and fun stuff like that. Very big, kind of shaded in trees. Got like this old-timey feel. And then you can take a bus. There's a buses running all day for like a 5-minute drive down to the other two water parks. It's one ticket for all of them. So you get on this bus, you go to the other water park. And then that water park is actually split into two sections. So you have like this giant tower with the three of the world's biggest water slides coming off of it. And then around the edge of the tower is this moat. And the moat is a giant wave pool. And then
I feel like water parks are where people go to die. You know?
I think that's because of your diabetes.
Well, there's that, but there's also the millions of germs and, you know, like people almost drown in the wave pool. I've almost murdered my cousin, and even my little sister almost got murdered at I think it was a wave pool.
I've never had any of these experiences.
Did you almost die in a wave pool? Did you almost die in a wave pool? For swimming? Never mind.
Okay, so maybe she didn't. Maybe that was just me. But I felt the need to ask because I wanted to know.
Also the diabetes thing.
Also diabetes. So, yeah, speaking of diabetes, I went ice skating a few nights ago. And it was... Okay. Or was it last night? Oh my gosh, I think it was last night. It's been a long morning. And I had to get off the rink because my diabetes was like, nope, you get off this rink right now. And it was really sad.
Oh, it's too much exercise? You needed to get some sugar?
Dude, I was sweating out there. I did
not realize.
Ice skating
is hard work.
It's a ton of work. I was just like, here I am, just like, you know, like walking with style, basically, just moonwalking. And I'm just like covered in sweat and my blood sugar is like, yeah, I'm a drop now. I'm a drop like a like a thick beat.
I've only been ice skating once in the last couple of years. And it was when me and Marion went out pretty soon after we got married. We went out a little date ice skating and I had a jacket because you're going ice skating in the middle of the winter. And man, I like took that jacket off halfway through because you're just so warm.
I also wore a jacket and was like, this was a mistake. I thought ice means cold room.
Man, I remember one of the only other times I've ever gone ice skating. I've maybe gone like a half dozen times, but it was actually when I was visiting you and we were little kids. You remember this?
No.
There was a mall nearby that had an ice skating rink and we went and I feel like it was my family and your family. And I remember that like one of the shoes was hurting your foot or something and you were just Mr. Grump. Dude, you did not want to be there. You were so upset about everything.
Oh, you know what? I think I do remember that.
Yeah, it was one of those awkward situations where, like, your friend isn't getting in trouble with their parent and you're just kind of, like, nearby and I'm just, like, ice skating and your dad's, like, getting mad at you for being so grumpy.
I have, like, such a good ability to become a Mr. Grump just out of nowhere. I'll just be Mr. Fun and Loving and then something, I got a rock in my shoe and no more Mr. Nice Guy, apparently.
Or your remnant save file gets deleted and you lose like 10 hours
that's
of
also
progress.
What I was thinking of. But it's okay. I sat on the sidelines drinking my Mountain Dew and it was still a good time. I didn't grump out.
Yay, that's good.
Yeah.
So good parade. Good to hear.
Good parade, good ice skating. It's been a good weekend.
So we were talking about save files a second ago and manipulation and deletion of them. I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
We've been playing a lot of Borderlands 3. That's a fun video game. You get to shoot some guys, get some cool loot. What's your ethical opinion on manipulating golden keys?
I don't think I have one. Do you want to explain what those are?
Yes. So in Borderlands 3, there is a special treasure chest.
In all three Borderlands games, actually.
Yes. In all Borderlands, there's a special treasure chest. Are you sure it was in one? I don't.
They added it in with the Game of the Year edition.
Oh, okay.
Or remastered.
So there's this special chest in the hub world of the hub area of the game. And that chest can only be opened with a golden key. Golden keys you get through social media interactions or other rewards like Twitter codes and things like that. You plug the key in. You plug a code in and you get this golden key. You can open the chest. When you open it, it's guaranteed to have some special loot that's really good, scaled with your level. So if you wait to open it, you get better loot, so on and so forth. And you get them fairly often. I'd say if you're following every social media thing that 2K does, you probably get what, like at least a couple a month?
I would say 3 a week.
Wow, 3 a week.
Yeah,
okay,
they do. They still do 3 a week for every game on Twitter.
Wow.
So I'm up to like 150 on the other games because I've just still been putting them in every single week. However, they've not started dropping them for the third game yet, like regularly. They've done a few tests because they said they're still testing it out.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if their tests are going to eventually fix this, but there is a duplication bug out there. Or not a bug, just an exploit. And I think the entire idea of golden keys is kind of silly. So I don't really use them, even when I have them, unless I'm like rewarding myself with them. Like, oh man, we just beat this boss. I'm going to go open the golden box. And so I duplicated a bunch earlier this morning. I haven't used any of them, but I have 50 right now.
Wow. That's a lot of good heavens.
Yeah. There's some guides online. I don't know if they're going to patch this out at some point.
Oh, they definitely will. Of course, they'll do that.
If well, I don't know, because in Borderlands 2, if you had the PC version, you could literally just modify a text file in your game files and you can give yourself more keys. So I don't know if they're going to patch this, but essentially if you have keys available in your social tab and you have not claimed them yet, you can log in, open the social tab, cut your internet connection, claim as many of them as you have, and then boot back to the main menu. And when you come back in, you'll still have them in your social tab. And when you're finally done, you just quit the game before reconnecting your internet after you've duplicated them however many times you want. And then when you join back in with an internet connection, it'll say, hey, you know, your local save files are out of sync with the cloud. Which ones do you want to use? And you just choose your local save file. And because the social tab is stored on the cloud, you'll still have the unclaimed keys, but your local save file will have all the ones that you claimed during the duplication process. So
that's very convenient.
It is. So I have a lot of golden keys. Again, I don't really use them, but I imagine if we like beat a boss and I don't get anything cool, I'll just go open the chest. It'll be fun.
So I guess I can't do that because I've already redeemed all mine while being online.
Yes. If you get a new key, did you get the like triple pack that the game came out with? Oh, I'm assuming you got all of them, right?
Yeah, I got all the keys.
Okay. Yeah. So if you have already claimed all of them, then you have to wait for them to release new ones.
Bummer. My keys. Yeah.
Your keys.
There was a
PC Gamer article I saw from like 2 days ago that had a new key, so I don't know if you used that one or not.
PC Gamer keys.
That was from memory. It may not have been the case. That was just a question I wanted to ask you. I was interested, like, what do you, like, would that bother you if I used them, or would you think less of me, or do you want to do that?
No, I don't think so. Because, I mean, okay. it's just giving you, like, guaranteed good loot, so you still have to play the game and use the loot. But man, yeah. they made the chest so much better in the third one compared to the other two games. Yeah, you're like guaranteed one of every item type when you open it, like two grenades, nice. One like player mod, like three guns. It's a huge chest.
Wow. Okay, that's really cool because I remember I was totally okay with manipulating the golden keys in Borderlands 2 because I remember opening that chest and getting disappointed so many times.
Yeah. Like opening it, and it's like, here's your brand new rocket launcher. It's like, oh good. I can use this to replace my old rocket launcher, which basically did the same thing.
Yep, it shot real good and blew up things.
Exactly.
It doesn't ever have the legendary unique items, right? It's always the epic ones.
No, actually, I opened mine, I think, a few days ago on my other character. Mm-hmm. I like to open it like every 5 levels so that the loot is always in 5s. And yeah, it was like, pew! Legendary.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, he's literally
a lot
opening
more legendaries than I do.
It was crazy. That day, I found 5 while running through the monk area. It was nuts. I was like, that's insane. Increase the rate or something?
So I still never get one.
At one point, just every gun I equipped was all legendary. And I was like, this is fine with me. I'm great. I love this.
Is it still harder to play? Like, are our characters that we're playing together so busted that even with all legendary, you're still finding it harder on your own?
Yeah, it was still difficult. I'm playing as Flak, too, the Beastmaster.
Oh, on a third character?
I ran out of content on Zane. So
you really like that game.
I do really like that game. And it's funny, even with the older games, I never played through on every single character. So this time I'm like, I could totally do this to get more replayability out of this game.
Yeah, but what about when they start introducing all the DLC characters?
Are yes! You gonna play a fifth or sixth so time? Excited for the DLC characters.
Ooh.
Holy moly. And
do you
also
think they'd ever bring in any of the old characters as DLC characters?
I guess not. I don't think they've ever done that in the past. I think they've all been original characters.
But why not?
I mean, there is no reason not to. I'm saying historically, they probably won't.
I guess it's so that they can reuse those characters in the story usually, right?
Who did they add for the second one? They added
the
Necromancer,
the Psycho.
Is that it? It's just those two? Okay.
I don't remember.
And then the pre-sequel, they added the Handsome Jack doppelganger and like Hammerlock's sister or something.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Didn't cool. really care about the sister one. I never even tried her out. But the doppelganger, I maxed out because Handsome Jack.
You were playing him with me and Marion for a while, and then we kind of fell off of that.
Yeah.
What else have you been doing besides Borderlands?
Well, Mario Kart came out this week.
Oh yes. Please explain how this new Mario Kart works.
Why do you say it like that, Daniel?
Well, because
you've been reading the news.
I have not been reading the news. Honestly, I've just been listening to some of the things you're saying, and also there is no new Mario Kart game on the Switch. This is a different Mario Kart game.
Oh, yeah. So Mario Kart for mobile devices came out on Wednesday.
I already have a question.
Okay, great.
Is it just called Mario Kart?
It's called Mario Kart Tour.
Okay. Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. It is just packed full of microtransactions. Nice. Holy moly. It's even got a gold pass where for the low price of $5 a month, you can increase your bonus rewards. And a lot of media outlets have taken to saying, wow, this game costs as much as Apple Arcade as a whole does if you want the golden pass. Thinking. So it has a 2-week free trial. So I went ahead and got it. And the rewards have been nice. So I've been liking the game a lot. Like, I'm definitely not going to spend any money on the gyms because they are really expensive. Like, really, really expensive. Mm-hmm. And so the loot box is basically a pipe where it's like, spend 5 gems and you get to launch something out of the pipe. And then it's like, da-na-na-na, here's your cart or your character or your glider. And of course, you can get duplicates. And it's like, collect 5 of these now to rank up your character and he'll have a higher chance of doing such and such.
Okay.
So apart from all that, like, I've been getting a decent amount of the gems for free. So I've launched out of the pipe. to put it that way, I've done that like 35 times.
Wow, in a week?
Yeah. So it's not too shabby. I'm thinking that it's like going to drop drastically after the after the first week. Mm-hmm. But I've actually beaten the game so far because right now I'm waiting for like new tracks to unlock. They're on like a timer.
Oh,
but what? Yeah, it's like this cup unlocks in like 15 hours. You have to wait so that. I don't know.
What?
So, yeah. I've beaten everything.
It's like that Mario Maker 1 crap again, where it's like, log in tomorrow so that we can give you the next tutorial.
I don't remember that. What? Was that Mario Maker 1?
In Mario Maker 1, most of the options for creating levels were gated behind the number of days you've been playing the game.
Interesting. I've totally forgot about that. So
when you first bought the game... When you first bought the game, you could just like go in and make some basic levels, but like you couldn't go to the underground level until the second day that you were playing the game.
No, I do remember that.
Yeah.
And then people found ways to hack it because it was so stupid.
It took like 10 or 15 days to just play the video game you bought.
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
I was surprised no one mentioned that when Mario Maker 2 came out, but that they completely removed all that stuff, which I think was a great idea, but... it was especially funny for like reviewers because reviewers were like, I can't review this game until like 10 days and you have to log in every day.
That's so the even worst. If
you, like, manipulate the system clock and do time jumps. You have to log in every day to get the next thing. So you have to like log in, play a level, unlock the thing, log out, change your Nintendo Wii U time clock, log in, do the next day, unlock the next thing. You have to do it like 10 or 15 times.
I don't remember. I think I might have done it legitimately because I was just like, sure. Those are fun games, but I've never been like really into Mario Maker.
Yeah. What else have you been doing on the phone?
On the phone? Well, Apple Arcade finally came out. Was it out last week? I think it was out last week.
It was in that weird... Well, was it out last week? It was out, but a lot of folks were waiting on iOS 13 because there were some bugs in the initial release.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so it was out last week. I was still trying some. I tried a few, to name a few. I tried one called Assemble, which is super fun. Like, it's also really short. I'm noticing something about these Apple Arcade games is that they're really, really short. It's like not a full game. It's like a tiny little adventure, and then you're just done with it, which doesn't seem like the right... Like, I don't understand why they'd want to be making games like this. Because I assume like the more people that are playing their games, the more money they make.
Is it called a symbol or a symbol with care?
It might be a symbol with care, and then just says like a symbol on the home screen.
It's the icon is of a woman's face.
Yeah, a symbol with care.
Okay,
so it's a cute little story adventure game where in between.
Well, okay, I'm just gonna make an observation before you describe it fully. The photos on the App Store, look like there are like kind of single time puzzles, but the description of the app says a story in 12 objects. So are there only 12 puzzles?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Right. It's really good. And then you're done and you're just like, oh, okay. Guess I'm done.
Oh, okay. So the puzzles, at least it's part of the subscription.
Though, yeah. Right? The puzzles are, you know, like, I don't understand what, like, if they just sold it, they could sell it for just like $1 and it'd be worth it, or like $2. But the puzzles are, objects are broken, maybe like a camera or like a projector slide, a slide projector. Mm-hmm. And you have to like get your tools and you have to take the screws out and then you take the pieces apart and you look for what's broken inside and you like it, use your little tools to fix things. It's super fun and I loved it. And I was pretty sad when it was over.
Oh.
Especially that it's like a story based game. So like it's not really possible for them to add more levels, because like the story is done, unless they added like story like chapter 2 or something,
like a new campaign or something.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it was really like fun and relaxing, just being like, oh, how am I going to fix this cassette tape, or I got to fix this this watch. The watch was really fun to fix. Oh, so you had to memorize cool. what which position the gears all went into.
Oh wow, that sounds hard.
But that's been fun.
Is there like a I broke it beyond repair, reset my yes. object yeah. button?
I had to do that with the watch actually. So I've been playing some of that. Been playing some Exit the Gungeon. Exit the Gungeon is so fun. Like that's a quality game with no controller support. Another thing I've been noticing: so many of these games don't have controller support, which is really aggravating. Because I mean, that's a big deal in iOS 13.
I was hearing someone, I was actually just about to speak up. I heard someone mention specifically about Exit the Gungeon that they preferred it without the controller because there's some auto fire and auto aim. But when they played it with a controller, they found it more difficult because they were like manually aiming everything.
Interesting. So when you look up the games in the arcade area, it has like a little bar of like age rating, category, players, developer. And it's supposed to say if it has controller support. So maybe I've just been inaccurately going off of that, because some do say it and some don't. So I've assumed the ones that don't say it just don't have it. And Exit the Gungeon does not say it.
That's weird. Well,
Oh, I would love that game with a controller. Right? That'd be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Apple TV version only has controller support.
But why would they make it separate for different
consoles? I don't know. I noticed that the other day, actually. I booted up my Apple TV to look at it. And, like, all these games were like, you can use a controller. And I was like, what? But the phone one didn't say that. So,
yeah, I guess just don't trust that message and you have to try it out for yourself.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, even Sonic Racers. I was so excited to play Sonic Racers with a controller. And it's like, nope, no controller supported. So maybe I just need to try it and maybe it'll surprise me.
Yeah, I hope that to be the case, because I thought the idea was that they were all supposed to be controller supported.
Yep. Have you been playing any Apple Arcade games?
Oh boy, you got
free trial, right?
I don't know how it works. I'm part of like a family plan with my dad, and he just said you have Arcade now, and so I have Arcade.
Oh, yeah, that's convenient.
Yeah. So I don't really know how I have it, but it totally works, and I have it.
Yeah,
so
the $5 cool. applies to everyone in your family plan.
Oh, then I have Arcade.
It's not even like a jacked up price. It's just $5 flat for your whole family.
That's really cool. Okay. Didn't know that. Well, I've been playing a bunch of games on my phone, which is a little weird for me besides Kitten's Game. But so I find this really funny. We described Kitten's Game before as the Dark Souls of incremental games. And it has like this fully black background with a white kitten on the front. And I keep mixing it up for this other game that I downloaded and playing, which I would describe as the Dark Souls of mobile games, called Bleak Sword, which also has a black background with a white icon on the front. I keep clicking the wrong one, but they're both amazing games.
When you go from your kitten village to a sword fighting game.
Yeah. Bleak Sword is, I think, the cleanest interpretation of like dodge slash block counter gameplay of like a action RPG, like a Dark Souls or something. The most beautiful interpretation of that, controllable by one finger, that I've ever seen. It is very, very fun. You jump in, you're like a little pixelated guy with the sword, and then monsters come at you, right? And you're on a 3D plane, moving around, but you only move by swipes, and your swipes are basically your dodge rolls, and then you hold your finger down and then swipe to do a sword attack, and if you just tap, you block, and you can, like, if you have perfect timing on your block, you can counterattack just like a lot of these games. And you just gotta learn the enemy attack patterns, and you gotta roll around them and manage a bunch of crazy combat going on all at once, and level up your character's attack and defense and things like that. It's really, really fun. I like Bleak Sword a lot.
Yeah, it's a really good game. I think, did you text me about it, or did I text you about it
first? So I texted you about it, and you were very upset that I texted you about
it. I was, because, so I had just downloaded it that day, and I was like, wow, this game is, like, really good. I would totally play this just, like, on Steam or something with a controller. It mm-hmm. looks really beautiful, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I've been playing, but I use the two-finger mode. Is the one-finger mode better?
I don't know. I tried the two-finger mode once, and my brain was getting confused by which finger did what, and so I went back to one finger and continued to play how I started.
Okay. Maybe I should try that, because I was having a lot of difficulty, like, doing the blocks and stuff with two fingers, because I would, like, hit block, but my person would be like, I'm charging up my sword! And I would just get schmacked.
It's also great, because then you are playing it one-handed, so you can just hold your phone in one hand and be playing Bleak Sword. It's great.
Uh-huh. And what are you doing with the other hand, exactly?
Numerous things. Too many to count.
Eating a banana, making a sandwich, yep. Playing it on your Apple TV with your Apple TV remote.
Pretending to pay attention to a business meeting.
Wait, do you need your hand for that?
That's a fair point.
Your hand is just in a thumbs up position, like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm listening.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Have also, my hand on the keyboard pretending
to
do work.
Nice. I just downloaded Sonic Racing on my Apple TV to see that if it actually needs controller support or if it just uses the swiping on the
controller. I have to imagine everything on Apple TV has got to have controller support, or else what's the point?
I would certainly hope so, because that should definitely be something that they'd... I feel like that's something that they'd enforce. Like, no. Mm. If you're putting it on Apple TV, it needs to have controller support.
Exactly. Well, so you're asking about the different games. I mostly played Bleak Sword throughout the week. I beat the whole game, the campaign mode, which is really fun. And then it unlocks, like, a round-based survival mode where, like, you're every time you take damage, it's permanent damage, and you only get health boosts, like, every couple of rounds. And those are both really fun. This morning, I was interested in something new since I had beaten it, and I was like, yeah, that's the whole point of Apple Arcade, right? You can try something, and just if you don't like it, stop playing it, or if you beat it, go on to the next one, whatever. You just have this very large quantity of games. So I went on and I downloaded like five more. I haven't played through all of them, but
cool, which ones?
I downloaded What the Golf.
Oh, that's just a quality game. Like that is on Steam and Epic Games.
Pinball Wizard, which I have not tried yet. I downloaded Rayman Mini. I downloaded Big Time Sports. I just downloaded Assemble because you suggested it to me.
Yay!
And there's one I'll get to later that's pretty good. But What the Golf, I played the first like 2 minutes where you kind of get what the heck that game is. And then I immediately was like, I want Marion to play this. So I stopped playing and I got her to download it. And then she's hooked. She loves it. She really, really likes that game. It's described as a golf game for people who hate golf, and it's just really funny. The concepts in it are really good. It's constantly surprising you with what it's asking you to do each level, and it's kind of like a puzzle game.
Yeah, I've been playing that. I played that actually on my phone too. I like beat the first world, and then it's a lot of content too. Like that is definitely a good arcade game because it's huge. Every level really can be played three different ways. Like you beat it once. And then mm-hmm. the second time is like a challenge mode. And then the third time is just like a whole new level, but with the same kind of concept.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do all three of those, you unlock like a little artifact to put in the museum. And so I went to the museum, and it was a big old museum. I was like, wow, this game is actually really big. Which makes sense because you can get it on, you know, stores in your location. Is it on consoles?
What the Golf? That's a good question, and I'd have to use some Google Foo to figure that one out.
Google Food?
Google Foo. You've never, like, Kung Fu? You never heard of that?
No, I haven't.
It's like your skill at Googling terms to get the answers you want.
Available now in Apple Arcade, coming soon to Nintendo Switch. and Epic Games.
Okay. That works. There is another game that fits that criteria that just came out this past week on Epic Games and Nintendo Switch that me and Marion have been playing some of, and that is the Untitled Goose Game.
Untitled Goose Game! We mentioned that last week.
We did. I was very excited for it, and Marion bought it. We played it earlier this week. We just had like a little after-dinner hangout on the couch and play Goose Game for a few hours. It was really fun.
Did it meet your every expectation?
It did. I'm also glad I didn't buy it, because let me see how I can make this comparison.
How are you playing it?
She bought it.
Oh, right. Okay. Because you guys have like different game funds?
Okay. We have different stashes for our own like personal fund spending. So I was expecting it to be more like Goat Simulator, where like there are objectives, but it's mostly just screwing around. And instead, it's more of like a puzzle game where you actually have to like solve puzzles in the environment, and you do that by goofing around, but it's still way more objective focused than I thought it would be. And it's really, really fun. Like all the silly goofing around that I was expecting to happen totally did happen, but I don't know if I'd want to go through like 4 or 5 different levels of that. I was just enjoying the little bit we did up front. I don't know if I'm going to spend a bunch more time with it. Maybe I'll get in the mood for a good goosin'.
The mood for a goosin'.
Yep.
In the mood for a goosin'. Interesting. Funnily enough, I also got it on Switch.
So I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, I was like, oh, Daniel Marin, like, I think it was after I saw Dunkey's video on it. You see, he got married.
I did. Also, did you see that he just like posted his wedding video on his YouTube channel with like no commentary or
that was pretty context? Weird to me.
I think it was weird, but I liked it.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah,
I did too. It was so weird to be like, oh yeah, this is a normal person with like a life and stuff.
Yeah, there's like his extended family there, and like he had a nice little wedding and his friends dancing. There's like that one dude who wore a t-shirt to a wedding because of course he did, and then like I just this little window into someone's life.
Pretty creepy. I think Up Is Not Jump also did that. Did you watch his?
I've heard that name. I don't know who that is.
He's the funny guy who does the VR reviews.
Oh yeah.
He also posted this. I didn't watch that one though, because I was like, no, this is weird. I feel like I don't know this person. I'm watching their wedding video.
Wait a month and he'll have a video that's like, marriage is a nightmare.
Oh my gosh. I think the video is actually titled Marriage Is Not a Nightmare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't want to watch this. This is weird.
Anything else fun that you've been playing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
How about yourself?
Nothing throughout the week. Honestly, yesterday was a very weird day for me. I had like a really long thing at work. I spent like 10 hours at work, but I got there really early, so I got home still at around a normal time. And I got back and I was just super tired. I've had a really long day and a really long week. And I was wanting to play a game, but I didn't know what to play. I have so much stuff installed. I didn't want to start a brand new game like Batman. I didn't necessarily, like, you weren't available to play Borderlands. Marion was busy doing stuff, so I didn't want to play anything that I played with her. So I was like, what do I even play? I feel like it's been 3 weeks in a row I've had this conundrum. And I had a thought yesterday. We were talking about Dungeons & Dragons with someone, and I remembered doing something in Skyrim. And I was like, man, I should play Skyrim VR. And I kept not wanting to because I didn't want to like get back Skyrim into my old VR. Character. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to have to remember what my old character was doing and then like complete those old quests. I don't remember what's going on. And then have an inventory full of crap. I don't remember why I had it. And then I was like, you know what? I don't want to make a new character either, but I do want to play the game. I'm just going to log into my character on the VR version. And I'm just going to do what I feel like. If it gets too hard and I don't remember what's going on, I'll just turn the difficulty down and I'm just going to have a good time. And I did that. And I took all the pressure off myself to try to use certain skills to level up. And I just took a bow and arrow because that is so much fun in VR. and just waltz through some dungeons shooting things with arrows and get loot and shoot wizard spells. And I had a freaking blast. I played a bunch of Skyrim VR last night. And that same day, so I mixed things up. That was actually the second thing I did yesterday. That was what I did in the evening. When I first got home, I was sitting there with that same feeling. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I was like, you know what? I want to play Team Fortress 2.
Ah, the classic.
The classics. Yeah, so if you don't know me, Team Fortress 2 was my game for several years that I would just play nonstop. It's my most played game of all time. It's been a while since I've booted it up. I've probably only played it a half dozen times since Overwatch came out and we started playing Overwatch. But I jumped back in, I queued up, and there was actually this really funny moment where I was playing my best class, which is Spy, and I was just trying to get back in the swing of things and kill some fools. And I felt like I was doing really bad. And I was like, ugh. And I kept opening the scoreboard, and I was bottom of the scoreboard. It would be like, this person has 50 points, you have 3 points. I was like, ugh. Why am I doing so bad? I feel so garbage at this game. And then I, like, halfway through the round started kind of picking up my stride. I was getting more kills. I was like, yes, I'm okay, doing good. Okay. I'm playing Spy. But I was still, like, bottom 4 people on the scoreboard. I'm like, how is everyone else doing so good? And then the round ended, and I remembered that in Team Fortress, the scoreboard doesn't reset between rounds. So your score is, as long as the server is on and you're connected to the same server, your score just goes up. So since it was my first game, I started at 0 and they all started at like 20 or 30 on that server. And
So
the round ended and it displayed everyone's points for the round. And I had like 25 points and the guy in second had like 13. I was like, oh, okay, I guess I still got it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm still good at Team Fortress.
That's weird. Why would they do it that way?
I don't know. I never really thought too hard about it. Now that I remember that that's how it is, I was like, oh yeah, it was always that way. But I just completely forgot that that's how they decided to do it.
Huh. Scoreboards and shooters.
Yeah. I really like that game. I got first place every time except once when I got second place for the round. So I was like, you know what? I guess I'm still good at Team Fortress. I still have the ability to shoot some folks with a shotgun as an engineer or to stab them in the back as a spy. That's a fun game. I might honestly play it more here and there just because I had so much fun with it.
Wow. That game has always been way too much for me. And you are
so surprising.
Very good at that game.
I've played a lot of it. It's okay. When we used to try to play it, I always understood why it was overwhelming. It is so shocking to me that you are used to Overwatch, which has way more going on, like almost 30 heroes, but you're saying that Team Fortress with the 9 classes, obviously with slightly different weaponry, but generally 9 classes is a lot for you. That's so shocking.
How many weapons would you say each class has?
Well, let me differentiate. If you're talking about a weapon that completely changes the class, like going from a grenade launcher.
No, I'm talking about just a weapon that's slightly different than another weapon.
Oh, I mean like 400 or something.
There you go.
300. But why does
so Overwatch is just, oh, that is so-and-so. They have this gun, and mm-hmm. that's it. I get killed by a heavy in Team Fortress, and it's like, you got killed by the Wombo Chopper 3000, like plus 10% critical hit accuracy, not to be confused with the Whopper Chopper 2000, which has plus 10% movement speed. And I'm like, what the frick? How do I get the Whopper Chopper? And it's like, you have to grind to get this gun. And I'm like, screw this game. There you go.
I think if you gave it a fair shot.
Fair shot being 900 hours, then probably.
No, meaning if you see a heavy, he's going to shoot you, run away. That's all you need to know.
Well, I want
to
kill him first. I want to shoot him in the face.
All of that is the same no matter which gun he's using. All of the strategy. Except for very minute details, which don't really matter until you figure them out.
Okay, but which one do I choose when I play? Do I choose the Whopper Chomper 300 or 400? The names are just changing.
Which one do you have?
Probably neither.
Then just do the one you have.
But it's not as good as the ones I don't have.
They're all side grades.
Because Billy Bob just killed me with the 200 model, and I'm like, I'm over here with the 150. Like, I want his gun.
It doesn't work like that. All of the guns are good in their own ways. You just have to use your gun the best way. All right. This is silly.
That,
okay, here's my honest to goodness solution for you.
Uh-huh.
If you want to play Team Fortress and you want all of the guns that you want, you go on there and you put in like
your
a dollar into the Steam Marketplace, and then you buy any weapon you want for 3 cents.
They're that cheap?
Most items, the 3 cents is the lowest you can put in there. I mean, I'll look at some of the items, but unless it's a rare item, I mean, I saw hats, which are infinitely more valuable than the
right.
weapons. A hat was going for like 36 cents.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
I thought hats in that game were getting like super expensive.
I'm not going to... Well, okay, unusual hats, which are the ones that have a 1% chance to drop when you open the $2.50 crate. Those are very expensive. But a normal hat that can just drop for you when you're playing the game is like a quarter.
Nice.
And not to loot box shame anyone around here, but I do know how much you've spent on Overwatch.
Look,
so
I spend maybe like $120 a year,
mm-hmm.
which is like two video games, I'd say.
That's true. And you play a lot of Overwatch.
So two video games worth of six skins. Honestly, I wouldn't anymore if they hadn't made the change where you're guaranteed new mm-hmm. skins. So now mm-hmm. with each update, I'll just buy like the $40 pack and mm-hmm. I'll get like 98% of everything. And I'm like, all right,
you get so many duplicates, you can just buy the rest.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm just like, okay, I just basically just bought all the new content. Like I'm mm-hmm. all done.
Cool.
So thank goodness for that change.
I wasn't trying to like make a mean point or anything. I was just saying if you ever did want to try Team Fortress again.
That's totally a fair point because those are just cosmetics also.
Yeah, you could drop like $3 or $4, $5. I think $5 is the minimum you can put into the Steam Marketplace off a card, but you just drop like $5 into the marketplace and buy whatever items you want. I one of the reasons I logged on to Team Fortress was because you wanted to trade me a Steam trading card last week.
Oh, I forgot I did that trade request.
Yeah, you requested a Remnant card trade, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to give it to him just for anything. I'm going to take one of his Team Fortress items. And so I, like, wanted to change the offer.
I had a duplicate. I was going to trade you card for card. I was like, Daniel doesn't care about cards. He'll probably just give it to me for free, but I'll throw in this duplicate just to be nice.
And I know exactly why you were doing that. I just, for the sake of making you work for it, I'm like, if you really want this card, you got to give me something else.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to... Because I knew you didn't care about Team Fortress. I was going to put a Team Fortress item on there. And I went to do that. It was like, your Team Fortress backpack is too full. And I was like, what? So
wow, I didn't realize that's a possible thing.
Oh, yeah. And you can buy a backpack expander for a handy like $2.50 or something.
Ah, of course.
So I was already thinking about Team Fortress because of that whole thing. And I logged on and I was like, oh, I have all these items. So I went through and just started deleting items that I was never going to use that were worth 3 cents. Anything that was worth more than 3 cents... Because, like, when you look at the item, it'll pull up the current Steam Marketplace value. I was like, I'll try to sell it. So I threw up, like, 10 items on the Steam Marketplace for 8 cents. And I found this one old item that I was never going to use that ended up being worth, like, 90 cents each. And I had three of them. So I'm sitting at a pretty $2.88 on Steam right now.
Wow.
If you need anything, I'm willing to cash out for you.
You can buy, like... I don't know, some trading cards.
Exactly.
You can buy all the trading cards I don't have and just trade them all for that one I offered you.
I accepted your offer, so you should have the card.
Oh, where is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's my... I have 420 Steam items. I win.
Anything new you earn, you have to give me a Team Fortress item.
I have to just sell it, whatever it is. I don't remember how do you look at trading cards. Okay, I'm done with that. I closed it.
So that's been my experience this week. It was a whole lot of Bleak Sword? I don't remember.
Bleak Sword.
It was a lot of Bleak Swords.
Yeah.
And then it was some of our usual Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm shenanigans, and then yesterday I was playing Team Fortress 2 and Skyrim VR, and they were both really fun.
That's great. Like, when you just like, sit down and you're like, I'm going to play a game. Oh, look, these great games that I already own. Team Fortress 2, of course, is free
mm-hmm.
for all those folk out there who want to play a very old game. That game is so old. How many years is that?
It came out with Half-Life 2, Episode 2, and the Orange Box came out at the same time as Portal. So I think that's like
Portal 1?
Yeah. It was like 2007 or something.
Wow. Still going strong.
It's going. I don't know if I'd say it's going strong.
Still, like, was it hard to find servers or anything?
No, meaning that they've had one content update, one major content update, and I think it lasts like 2 years or something.
Oh.
They're legendarily slow with their content updates, so.
I see.
Yeah. Also, I'm remembering the quality of people that play Team Fortress. There were some folks getting on the microphone that were just so cringy. And I was like, there's just a bunch of little kids playing this game. No wonder I'm killing all of them. And I was like, wait, I played this game as a little kid, so why am I upset about this?
Really? Kids are playing Team Fortress 2?
I mean, it's free.
That's fair, I guess. That's kind of surprising to me. Because, I mean, you know what else is free?
Fortnite,
it's free.
Maybe their computers can't run Fortnite. They can only run Team Fortress
2. Oh, sad. Yeah, it's like, Mom, can we get a new computer? And then Mom's like, no, we have a computer back at home. And then the computer back at home is playing Team Fortress 2. The computer back at home is the Whopper Chomper 300. The Whopper Chopper.
Mom, can we get the Whopper Chomper 250? We already have a Whopper Chomper. Whopper Chomper back at home is the Whopper Chomper 150. Then there's just a sad Jordan face to complete the meme.
Oh, man. See, I also like what you said about like selling your items. It's like, I don't want to sell my items. I want to have all of them.
That's fine. For a while, I had one of every single item that did anything. That was like a week before they introduced the trading. So when it was still just you earn the items by playing and then you could like craft them together at a chance of getting new items. I finally got one of every weapon that actually, not like cosmetic differences, but one of every mechanical weapon like a week before they introduced trading. And I was like, okay.
Okay, that's super impressive. And that's just from like it being dropped while in a match or something?
Yeah, because you have a limit per week that will drop for you, but they'll drop one every couple hours of gameplay or every hour or two of gameplay.
Interesting.
And then with duplicates or just with items you're not going to use, you can craft them together to make scrap metal. And you can turn scrap metal back into weapons with certain tokens and stuff like that. There's some funky crafting recipes that will allow you to create specific weapons.
Good.
But even then, it's a random chance. So, like, if I'm missing a melee weapon for the pyro, I can craft together a melee token, a pyro token, and two scrap metal, which is a grand total of, like, 9 items. And I will get a random pyro melee weapon. So all it does is increase the likelihood of getting the item I'm looking for. There's no actual guarantee.
Ah, gotcha. Or you can go spend like what you say, 3 cents.
Yeah, I want to test this theory. So let's say
because that's someone else online just selling their copy, right? That's what makes it so cheap.
Yes, and the reason 3 cents is the minimum is because Steam takes a cut. So
there has to be something for them to take a cut of.
Yeah, so you actually only get 1 cent, but it costs 3 cents to buy.
Gotcha. Wait, so they take two cents, or is there a tax?
I don't know. It might be a tax. Who knows?
I wouldn't be surprised.
If I go to the Team Fortress community, and I don't even know. How do you get to the store on Steam for items for games?
Community, market.
Oh, market. Okay.
Yeah, and then there's categories. You know what's coming out soon?
What's coming out soon?
Jackbox Party Pack 6.
Yeah, I already have so many Jackboxes, though.
Even more Jackboxes. Ooh.
Okay, so right now you can get... these are all like expensive items. These are all cosmetics. What if I just search for... all right, you talked about a heavy shooting you with a gun. So a heavy might be shooting you with the Brass Beast. If that heavy shot you with the Brass Beast, you could go pick up for yourself. Oh, these are all special Brass Beasts that have like special effects on them. No, I just want a normal.
See, what does that mean? I don't see. See? What special effects? Like visual effects? Or like,
well, okay, there's strange ones which will they're like they count your kills. So like you'll see a guy who has like 12,000 kills on this weapon.
You're like, okay, that's fine. That's just like cosmetic basically.
Yeah, they're all cosmetics.
Oh, okay.
That person has Christmas lights on his. That person doesn't have Christmas lights
on
his.
Okay, okay, okay.
Person's is green. Okay, I'm finding...
Oh, and it has Christmas lights. That's awesome. I'm like, you know, one day they're going to add weapon skins to Overwatch. Like, they have to. There's a whole section for skins, and it's just the golden one.
All right, so I might have misspoke. It does not appear that the normal quality weapons can go on the market, only the special ones. But I will tell you that anything that has a custom color is considered special, and there are some really unpopular colors. And so if you just wanted the weapon for the mechanics of having the weapon,
right,
you could buy it for 8 cents right now.
Okay. So pretty close to 3 cents.
Yeah, let me throw up the Sydney Sleeper sniper rifle. You could get a... Oh, they don't... Okay, so this is weird. So that one doesn't have any special color schemes, so you have to buy the strange version that tracks your kills, and that's 25 cents. So I think I misspoke earlier. The normal weapons... So here's what you would do. This is for anyone who's actually interested in playing Team Fortress. If you don't care about Team Fortress, I'm going to stop talking about it soon. these sites have been around... They must still be around because they've been around since as long as the trading was around. There are websites that will trade you any normal weapon using a bot in exchange for a scrap metal, which is crafted out of two weapons. So you basically take any two weapons you don't care about, you smash them together, and you make a scrap metal, and you can trade them to these websites for any weapon that you want. That's not like a special weapon. And so it's called scrap banking. They then are basically, for every one weapon they get, they're giving away, they're getting a scrap, and vice versa. You can trade, I think, three weapons for a scrap or a scrap for a weapon. So the service that is doing this for you, they're always getting one item more than you are, but it allows you to kind of swap out items that you don't care about. So they don't even have to be, you don't even have to trade them a scrap metal. You can just trade them any two random items. So they don't even have to be crafted together.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So you just go to their website and you're like, hey, you have 300 of the Brass Beast. I would like one. You add it to a cart. You hit go. You give them your Steam name. You get a trade request from a bot. They throw the item that you want up on the trade. You put in two random normal weapons. They accept the trade and you get the one you want.
Is that legal? Like, is Steam okay with bots doing that?
No idea.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, that's Team Fortress. That's what I did yesterday.
That's Team Fortress. Dun-dun-dun. That's an old game.
It's an old, fun game.
Oh, I was going to say something else. Oh, it was Destiny 2 is free to play on Steam.
Yeah.
Because it's moving off of Blizzard. Did that come out recently on Steam?
They announced it a while ago. I don't know if it only recently came out. But when they separated from Activision and they went on their own, they said, we're going to take it to Steam. They're going to completely restructure it. So they're going to kind of make it like World of Warcraft is, where you don't need to buy every expansion. Everything except the most recent expansion is going to be free. And then you pay like... Right now, it's $35 to pre-order the new expansion that will come out.
Nice. I like that model. Yeah, so as of the 24th, it was preloadable. So I think this is pretty recent news.
Cool.
So yeah, they Destiny announced 2 that a while back. On Steam, free, it's out. Or no, is it still preloading? Yeah, it still says preloading. Never mind. It's not out yet. But it's free.
I think it releases with the new expansion together.
Ah, that makes sense. Yeah, October 1st. So in a few days...
There was also some interesting news I heard about their microcurrency, because all of the microcurrency that you bought through the old company, through Activision, is going to basically disappear.
Oof.
So, but they're like, they're doing something weird where, like, if you ever bought any of those cosmetics, the item disappears, but then you can just, like, go to a special menu and equip that cosmetic on any character. They're doing it in a cool way that's actually better for the players. I forget exactly how it's working, but they did warn everyone... I forget the details because I haven't really played the game, but it was basically along the lines of, hey, go and spend all of that currency before this date, and then you'll be happy that you did.
Okay, that's good. That's good news.
Yeah, very good news.
So that's exciting. I know Kyle was like, I think he was interested in playing that because he played a lot more Destiny than we did.
Yeah, that's a whole story of us playing Destiny.
We beat it, didn't we? So we beat the main game, and then we kind of stopped.
Yeah, I think I was totally the way I remember, this could be wrong, I was wanting to keep playing because I understood mm-hmm. that it was very much like an MMO, like World of Warcraft, where once you reach the end game, that is where like the cool dungeons and stuff are that you have right. to really coordinate with people. And that's where you get the better loot and stuff like that. And I think that, I don't know about you, but I don't think Marion realized that. I thought she just thought the game was done.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like, nah, we don't really want to play more of that game. We're going to move on to these other games. But it's like, but no, I want to keep playing. We just got to the fun stuff.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'd be down for trying again sometime. I think I was just in school at the time and I just wanted to play other games.
Or yeah, like an especially Overwatch now that update. We don't have to buy all of the DLC to get caught up with people. We would only either have to buy one of them or just play the old stuff.
Yeah. Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting news.
That's coming out free. There, we talked last week about Batman and everything, but and how the game's Batman and everything else that goes with that. There's also the game Everything that is coming out free on Epic Games pretty soon, and Metro. Oh no, those are out right now.
Yeah, those are current Epic Games.
Yes, and the next batch of Epic free games is going to include Minute, which just plays into the conspiracy theory, because that was totally a Humble Bundle game that I got for free like 3 months ago.
Really? Nice.
That's how I've played Minute before, and that's why I own it, is because of Humble Bundle.
So what is Everything? Award-winning reality simulation game where everything you see is a thing you can be. From animals to plants to galaxies and beyond. Travel between outer and inner space. Wow. And explore a vast interconnected universe of things without enforced goals or score.
It's one of those games without enforced goals or score.
So like Goat Simulator, just with no...
Kind of.
But do you, everything.
Do you remember Nabi Nabi Boy?
No, I remember the name. Because why do I remember that?
I cannot go into Nabi Nabi Boy right now. That would derail us too far.
Okay.
It's one of those like... fun artistic games.
Oh yeah, like, Nabi Nabi Boy. I do remember.
Where there's not really a point, you can kind of just like go from creature to creature and explore this world, and it's like a cool, relaxed art game.
So that's Everything.
That's Everything. That's all right. Free right now.
Everything in the game. It's free. Metro 2033 Redux. What is that?
It is a Metro game. Metro is a shooter apocalyptical game.
Like multiplayer, single player?
Single player. I think Redux is specifically a remake of the original Metro 2033. And there are also new Metro games that are out. And there is a new one that is about to come out.
Okay, cool.
And I think they're all on sale on the Epic Store, which is why this one in particular is free. Let me go check. If I go to the Epic Store. Yes, the Metro franchise is on sale right now.
I see.
Metro Redux for free. You can get Metro Last Light Redux, which is a remake of Metro Last Light, for $5. You can get Metro Exodus, which is that's not the brand new release, is it?
I think it is.
That might be the brand new release, but it's like $10 off.
Now available with Expansion Pass.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I took a look ahead at the PlayStation games that are coming out for all of us patient players that are just satisfied with what we have while we keep getting free games dumped onto us, like Batman that I haven't even started.
Well, real quick, mm-hmm. Do you this is a weird time, do you know anyone who wants a PS4 for $150?
Not off the top of my head. I can ask around.
Okay. I had a friend who offered that and I was like, oh, that would have been so good if that had been like back in the day for Daniel.
Yeah,
but it wasn't.
I think I would have liked that.
Yeah, but oh well, you have one now and everything's happy.
Shout out to the patient players.
I know, yeah, exactly.
Send us an email.
patientplayers@gmail.com, right?
No, patientplayerspodcast.
Ah, shoot, that.
Patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com.
The thing he said. That's the one.
Yeah, go there. Send us an email. Tell Jordan you want the $150 PlayStation 4.
Plus NBA 2024. Whatever the year is, 2018.
In NBA, one of those, you play basketball. You know how it works.
Yeah, it's the same thing every single time. Okay, what's the free games? You were talking, you did an ooh earlier when you were looking, and I
yes,
didn't want to ask.
I'm so happy. The Last of Us Remastered is going to be free next month.
The Last of Us? Wow, that's a huge game.
Yeah, well, what Last of Us 2 is coming out soon.
Wow.
So I have been wanting to play The Last of Us, and I didn't have it on PlayStation 3, and then a PlayStation 4 came out, and I never got a PlayStation 4, and then I got one, and I was too busy playing Spider-Man to play The Last of Us, but now I can get it for free, which is super exciting, and I know Marion said several times that she wants to play through that game, and I think that's going to be a good one. It might just sit on my hard drive, never played, just like Hitman has, and
that's what mine Batman, did.
But at least it's free.
Spider-Man.
Also, the second game is a baseball game, if you like baseball, so that's cool.
Wait, you're telling me that Last of Us 2 is a baseball game?
Exactly. Baseball, but with people's heads.
Ah, frick! Two-step verification.
Logging into my Sony account.
I mean, my Sony account.
Well, it's not available yet, because it's October.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the last ones, see if I picked up the Batman collection.
Speaking of that email, we have done a very poor job of announcing it or checking it. So I think that's about a good time as I need to do that. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. You should go ahead and check it.
All right. So for any of our lovely listeners who enjoy this podcast and so faithfully follow us through every week without ever skipping one, because we know you do, you can always make your mind know. Give us comments. Give us questions. Give us conversation topics. Tell us how awful we are. Tell us to cut our hair, whatever you really want to. Email patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com.
That's patientplayers@podcast.com.
That's not the right address. Don't listen to him. He's a moron.
That's gmail@patientplayers.org.
Oh, man. I own patientplayers.com. I should totally make a gmail@patientplayers.com.
Could you make, like, info at, or not info? What would that be? Support? Not support. Recommendations? Reviews? Input? Input at patientplayers.com.
I mean, I could make whatever I want. I just have to make a mail server, which I have never figured out how to do that. So I'd have to make a mail server.
What about a female server?
They don't accept mail as well.
No.
All right. So our first message in our patientplayers@gmail.com inbox comes
Wait, we have a mail?
Yeah, it comes from a longtime listener, first-time writer, a name of Marion.
Okay.
It says, hi, from Mern.
Who's Mern?
I don't know. It doesn't explain.
So was it from Marion or is it from Mern?
So it's from Marion C, and I don't know a Marion C, actually, so I don't really know who this person is.
Okay.
And they call themselves one thing in their Gmail account. They call themselves another thing in their email. So obviously this person is not to be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to block them forever.
Okay, good. And they said hi.
All right. And they said hi.
Okay.
Now our second email comes from Marion C. It says, you're just dumb and I'm telling you.
Okay. So how did she spell your?
With the apostrophe.
Okay, good. So she's got that down at least.
Okay.
Was it also signed?
I'm gonna give this email a 3.5 out of 5.
It definitely beats the high. You know, it's at least 6 times longer, I'd say. But did she sign it off as Mern?
Okay. There was a new line and then a double dash and then it said Marion.
Okay, so this is not the same writer.
Consistent. Right.
Okay.
This must be one of those situations where you have two people that are married using the same email account, which is weird. So that makes it a 3 out of 5 for me.
Mm-hmm. So Marion C. from Wichita, Kansas. Thank you for writing us and telling us that we're just dumb.
We agree with you, by the way.
We agree with you 100%. And I'm going to print this email and put it on my wall so I can look at it every day and be inspired to be a better patient player.
This is going to be on the front desk of the patient player's home office. I want you to know this.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to frame it and put it next to our certification to sell alcohol on the wall.
Yeah. And our secretary will dust it every day.
Yes. Is that any more?
What?
Any more emails?
No, that is the end of the emails. We have exhausted the email supply, which is the task that we now give to you, the patient player listener. Please, we need these emails. We need them to survive as a business. You won't get any more podcasts if the IRS comes for us again.
How did we make it this far with only getting 2 emails? It's been rough.
I'm I haven't slept in 4 days. I don't know how to explain this to you any other way.
I'm living on the streets. I reverted to drinking my insulin because I can't afford shots. It's not the same. So please email us. That's Gmail at podcast.patientplayers.
I'm sorry, that one got me real good.
That's patient. Is it patient players podcast?
Yeah, patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com.
That's patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com. Dial now. That's 444-444-4445.
You might get a lawyer if you call that number. Oh, thank you again for listening. If you've stuck with us through this nonsense, we are dumb. We appreciate the feedback. Wait, give us
patient
more.
Patient players, we are dumb.
We are dumb.
New tagline.
You guys have a fantastic week, and we will see you again next week.
Goodbye, lovelies.
Bye.